Drones could soon be the newest gadgets in forest conservation. A group of Washington College students recently built and tested a drone that will survey the health of the forest. The hope is that drones will speed up restoration efforts and save some money. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has the story.
You guys ready for the test flight?
Yeah, I think so.
These students are from Yakima Valley Community College. They stand in a meadow surrounded by ponderosa pines and Douglas fir trees. After 2 months of tinkering and testing, it's time to fly this drone around the Tyatton Forest Preserve. Normally, they take off in the middle of a soccer field. Reno Prajadipta helped design the drone. He says flying it in the middle of a forest is challenging.
There are more risks, for sure. But that's kind of what makes it a little fun, too.
Prajadipta presses a tiny joystick on the remote control. The drone lifts off and flies just above the treetops. The students are taking their drone to this forest to test it out. They want to see if they can observe the trees and see what types are growing. Then they'll give the information to the Nature Conservancy to be used to plan for future forest thinning projects. Ryan Hago is a forest ecologist. He says this type of surveying can be used to help make Northwest forests healthier.
We need to use tools such as thinning and controlled burning to restore the health and resilience of our forests. But in order to use these tools at the scale that is needed, we need to be able to take a bird's eye view of our forests.
Getting that bird's eye view can be expensive. Typically, a plane ride will cost as much as $5,000. This drone, only $1,700. That's one reason Prajadipta decided to help build the drone.
It's something that's really new. You can get so much information from counting trees.
As the drone flies higher, it gets caught in a gust of wind and spirals to the ground. A student grabs a screwdriver and spare plastic propellers. They've learned to have a few extra supplies on hand.
Well, got a lot windier than we expected, but that's okay.
The students begin screwing on an extra set of propellers to replace the ones that broke in the crash landing. They've pretty much built this drone from scratch.
Keep it tight, though, because it didn't break, so that's fine.
After the repairs, they give it a second try. It's a success. The group watches the video on a laptop.
What's cool, though, is that the resolution is good enough that you can see that's a ponderosa pine, that's a Doug fir.
That kind of information will help the Nature Conservancy plan forest restoration and thinning projects. Ryan Hago sees many possibilities for drones and conservation work.
You can use this type of technology to plan restoration treatments, to monitor wildlife populations. We're just scratching the tip of the iceberg here.
The Federal Aviation Administration is still working out drone regulations. New rules are due out next fall. For now, the conservation group is only testing the drones on its property. But the ultimate goal, the students say, is to design a drone that doesn't need to be flown by remote control, with hopes to survey more Northwest forests. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.